the most Christmas-appropriate philosopher was an atheist. Hello, this is Raf. It's 23rd of December when I'm recording this, so Merry Christmas to those celebrating. And going straight into the article, billions of people will be celebrating the birth of a man who died for their sins in the coming days. And Christmas is about birth, about life and life beginnings. So it's the perfect time to ask two questions. One, are you actually living your life? And two, do you even know how you want to live your life? Ironically, we will start with a guy who declared the death of God. And in a classical academic sense, philosophy of life refers to Nietzsche's ideas of rejecting the old ways of philosophy and religion that focused on the afterlife rather than what is happening in life, during life. And that said, I also thought about how many people hate the term philosophy and think of it as, you know, old dudes just sitting there and thinking nonsense rather than doing any work. But we'll touch on that later. Chapter 1. Affirming life. As much as Nietzsche disliked Christianity, there is no better time than now to talk about this specific part of his philosophy. So he blamed other thinkers, and often rightfully so, for denying life instead of affirming it. And while he's often recognized as a philosopher of negativity by those who didn't really read any of his works, to be honest, in my opinion, he in fact had a very positive attitude towards life. I will dive deeper into this in the future in another article, but life affirmation, will to power, love of fate, and Übermensch are all very positive concepts. Chapter 2. Philosophy of your life. On the other hand, I think of life philosophy as your way of life, your way to live. And first of all, I don't think there is a reason to deny philosophy as a field. It's an incredibly interesting one. But even if you hate it with all your heart, here's the thing. So you already have your own philosophy of life. You just might not have given it that name yet. And don't let the word scare you away from the concept. All your principles, rules, beliefs, and even actions, and maybe even especially actions, make your life philosophy. I think it's worth writing these principles down so that you know what your philosophy really is. It may give you a better feeling of your direction as well, because having your principles in mind is one thing, and having them well-structured on paper is another. And who knows, maybe you will find that some of your rules are contradictory, or there is room to evolve, and there is very often the room to evolve. That's your philosophy of life, with or without Nietzsche, and you already live according to it, whether you admit it or not. So that's it for today. I'm not going to spend 3 hours talking to you guys on the eve of the Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to those celebrating again, and keep winning.